A primary line of one of the nation's busiest commuter rail networks is out of service this morning today. The New Haven line on the Metro North Commuter Railroad carries about 125,000 passengers to and from New York City and Connecticut each day. And ever since yesterday, it has been a mess.
Commuter chaos in the morning turning into a crisis with word train troubles could last a few days.
The commute from Connecticut to New York City is rarely an easy trip during morning rush hour. Today it's expected to get downright painful.
It's been a hectic day for commuters. People have to use this old diesel train to get from Stanford to New York.
Well, it was a power failure early yesterday that forced Metro North to shut down much of the New Haven line, and transit officials are saying repairs may take several weeks. This is the second shutdown of the line this year following a derailment in May. Joining us to talk about this is Jim Cameron, chairman of the Connecticut Rail Commuter Council. That's a commuter advocacy group not affiliated with Metro North. And Jim, yesterday was clearly very chaotic, as we heard. How are things today?
Today has not been so bad as I actually predicted. People are able to take the governor's suggestion, if possible, that they stay home and telecommute. Maybe they'll be able to do the same thing tomorrow. So there was some crowding on the earlier trains today. There's very limited service. It's only providing about a third of the normal seats on trains. So the diesel trains that are being pushed and pulled into Grand Central are standing room only. There's not an available seat. There's not an available square inch of space. Everybody that has to is cramming into those spaces. So today went fairly well. The real challenge is going to be if this continues for weeks as feared, because you may be able to argue to your boss that you can stay home and work from home for a couple of days, but you got to show up in the office sometime next week, and that's when it's going to get serious.
Well, and I think people should understand that in this particular area, it is not as if there are enough roads on a typical day, enough capacity on the highways for people to just cram onto the roads and come in cars, let alone on a day when you've got more than 100,000 commuters unable to go on the trains.
Exactly. There are very few alternatives if you're not going to be able to catch your normal train. Even if you're going to try and drive to a neighboring rail line, you've still got to use the very limited resources of the interstate highway and parkways. And they're already bumper-to-bumper traffic in morning drive time and evening drive time as well, too. So the alternatives are few, and therein lies the challenge.
Well, what is the solution to that challenge? Because this is, as we mentioned, not the first time that something like this has happened. Back in May, there was a derailment that put the Metro North out of service for a bit. What can be done in the long term to help solve this problem, create a backup, or at least bring the infrastructure up to the point where a power failure doesn't shut the whole system down for days?
Well, I think that's the real question. This particular incident has not happened before. In my 20-plus years of commuting, I do not remember a time when the electricity was unavailable, which is crucial to running an electric railroad, obviously. And what happened in May was a disruption in service, but it was more an indication of the lack of investment in tracks and ties. And therein is the real challenge. We have a limited amount of resources at the state and the federal level. Our elected officials have to prioritize how that money is going to be spent. And something really sexy like buying new cars, which we have done, 400-plus new rail cars, they're gorgeous, but they're no more reliable than the tracks they ride on and the electricity system that feeds them. So we need to invest in the unsexy parts of our infrastructure. We've seen around the country bridges collapsing. The Civil Engineering Association's telling us that our infrastructure is crumbling. And something like this is the proof point of that. So it's not a sexy priority for lawmakers, but it is absolutely one that has to be invested in.
Well, is there a plan to do that?
If there hasn't been until now on that list of priorities, I think there will be moving forward. We not only have the attention after this derailment in May of our state government, but also our federal officials, the congressmen and our two senators. They're now speaking up about the importance of this, and not just to guarantee that the people who live in these affluent communities like Darien and Greenwich and Westport can get to their high-paying jobs in New York. But to recognize that this train track, this four-track railroad, which is 100 years old, is crucial to the economic infrastructure of this country. I mean, this particular problem with a feeder cable in Westchester County, New York, is affecting everyone from Maine to Washington, D.C.
Do you think that there will be commuters who, after this, decide, forget it, I'm going to have to just start driving into work because I can't rely on this train anymore?
Well, the only alternative to being able to take a train is perhaps driving. And I think it's not that people are going to revert to going to their cars, because that's still an impossible task. What they will do is they'll vote with their feet and they'll move. I moved to this community in Connecticut 23 years ago because of the reliability of the commute. And if that commutation is not reliable, and I need to get to a job every day, I'll move someplace else. So this is looking not only at affecting commuters and how much time they have to waste getting to their jobs, but where they live, how much tax money they come and invest in the community. The value of the homes in those communities is diminished when there is not reliable electricity, transportation, water. These are crucial survival tools. And if they're not available, people will move to where they are. So maybe we need to rethink this whole idea of working in the city and living in the suburbs. So, you know, why are commuters from Connecticut now spending an hour, 2 hours, in some case 3 hours a day just getting to and from their jobs? That's a question people are going to be asking themselves.
Jim Cameron with the Connecticut Rail Commuter Council. Jim, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.